Well, now 3-2 loss at home to Aberystwyth Town. On the balance of play, you must be very disappointed with how the game turned out.
Well, yeah, you know, the standard, the gap between losing and winning is that small, you know, and the lads done enough there to get something out of the game. You know, we're 2-1 up and it could have been a few more first half. You know, we played really well and made some good chances, and they get a fortunate goal where the players in the dressing room were adamant that the ball was 2 yards out and the linesman didn't see it, and they've scored off it, which probably lifted them a bit for the second half. You know, and they've got obviously Jamie Reid's got the goal, and we've done our best with the possession wise and our chances, and you know, the keeper's had another fine game for them, haven't they? So we're disappointed to get nothing out of the game, because as you say, that the lads have worked their socks off and just come up short.
Yeah, I mean, what was particularly noticeable tonight and throughout most of the season, I think, is the way the City have been keeping the ball. They're not giving the possession away, you know, when...
Well, it's strange, yeah, you know, because, as you say, the last two teams have come here have just relied on knocking the ball long and playing Route 1 football, and we're trying to, without Les Davis being here, we're getting the ball down and passing it and getting Christian Langus and Sean Edwards and Ryan Edwards and Damon Allen on the ball, and we've been pretty successful. We're playing some good stuff. As you say, we missed Rio Amadi tonight with a couple of half chances he might have put away, and as you say, it was a big 3 points, you know, because it would have lifted us up in that top three or four tonight. It's that fine, the points in the league. So the lads were disappointed when you lose a game of football, but we'll regroup, we'll train hard next week, and a big game at TNS next Friday.
Yeah, so for team selection for next week, any thoughts on that? Rio Amadi available again?
Rio's available, isn't he? So we'll look. Matty Woodward hurt his groin, come off with a groin strain at half time, so we'll check on him. You know, Chris Jones has come in and done well up front tonight. You know, he created some good opportunities for us, and you know, to be fair, the lads, no complaints about the performance, because he played some good stuff. We've just been punished by the couple of refereeing decisions and a couple of goals on the break, which Aberystwyth are good at. They've got players that can hit you on the break, and they break quick, because you know, their front players are dangerous.
Yeah, I think we pointed out last week, you know, Abba's record, the most prolific attack in the league, I think, at the moment, but also one of the leakiest defences. So there was always going to be goals in the game tonight, wasn't there?
There was, yeah. There was always going to be goals, but unfortunately they got one more than us. You know, as you say, they had an attacking side, but you know, they didn't cause us too much problems really, except when we were attacking and we lost the ball and they broke at speed then. So but they've got good players in the team, haven't they, and they punished us, and that's a you know, the fine line in this league of winning and losing. So we'll start again next week, and hopefully we'll, you know, more importantly than anything, we'll do a few good refereeing decisions to go in our way, because at the minute we just seem to be on the back end of them all.
Yeah, thanks Nev, enjoy the rest of the weekend if you can.
Cheers.